Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Nerd who's like, the Astros are cheaters.
He says, someone needs to tell him, she's not going to bleep you, bro.
I think that's why he was trying to.
Well, you think that was a come Coney on? Barrett, he was trying to hit on Amy Coney Barrett.
That's what Jackie said. Somebody needs
to like
tell
to have
him.
Kids, right?
She's adopted kids too, right?
Is she? She likes kids. She's like the anti Dell. Yeah. You know what? I want her on the Supreme Court. She's the anti Dell.
Yeah, but yeah. She loves kids. That,
yeah,
that makes a great.
That makes her a great
court.
Person.
No, it doesn't.
So do they let Saban coach virtually?
They won't. If he's quarantined, he can't have communication. That's apparently their rule.
Wait a minute. If you're virtual, what people have and they have virtual conversations. Why wouldn't they let him?
They won't. If he is quarantined, apparently he is not allowed to have any communication with the team during the game.
That's so stupid.
That's their rule.
Yeah, I mean, could you see like an iPad with Saban on it, walking around the sidelines, yelling at everybody?
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be great?
Who would carry it?
Well, the guy who follows him around.
Saban doesn't have that guy. He doesn't have a get back guy.
No, he doesn't have a get back guy, but he's got a guy who's always
carrying his.
Are you kidding? Saban's got a guy that has to if
carries
if
little Debbie cakes.
Yeah. Saban is making 9.3. Orgeron 8.9. Dabo 8.3. Harbaugh 8.0. Jimbo 7.5. Kirby Smart 6.9. Gus 6.9. These guys are getting paid. That's why you cheat. What the hell? Yeah. So I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna get there. Gary Patterson 6.1. Lincoln Riley 6.2.
Gary makes 6.1.
6.1.
Huh?
Dan Mullen 6. No wonder he doesn't leave. Wow, Gary Patterson should get that. Nah, I'm staying here. I don't have the pressure on me. I'm at TCU.
I beat Texas all the time.
I beat Texas. Why would I leave here? I'm in Fort Worth making 6.1. Fort Worth's a nice city now.
And I run that place.
He does run the place. He plays guitar, sings songs. Why would he ever leave? You know what? Yeah, you go to Alabama. You know the kind of pressure you're under? You think he gets out of TCU? Hells no.
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 No. Everyone's already said he likes it there. D. Green says, so Lance has EFK, but food or golfers bad? Listen, one is a charity and one is insensitive. It's that simple. One's helping, one's hurting.
I feel like
I'm doing good things for people right now.
I kind of feel like you're going to prison.
Craig paid $1. EFK blue shirt membership, daily dues. It's not daily. Sorry I'm late. Please spare my kneecaps. We don't do that at EFK. We're just trying to. Eyelids for kids.
Mm-mm.
Kids.
No, don't drag it out now.
Yeah.
We already know where you stole it from.
Okay, back to baseball and off of eyelids.
Speaking of which.
Eyelids or
no,
baseball?
Ian Rappaport.
Yeah.
Got suspended by your almighty dictator for, did you see what he tweeted out?
Yeah, he did a Manscaped thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he tweeted out, and I think it was part of a podcast or video cast or vlog or something. I don't know all the details. Here's what it was, and I feel bad for her. Jane Slater, who's a friend of mine and works at NFL Network, she's in Dallas. She saw this, and she made a joke about, oh, you better run it through the company. I don't know. She made some kind of joke about him having the Manscaped stuff up there. And somebody at NFL saw it and like, yeah, they're not a sponsor of the NFL, and we have rules about, like, I'm kind of grandfathered in because I do radio, so it's different for me.
Yeah, I was wondering because you promote all kinds of products.
Yeah, I, so it's grandfathered in. They understand that, and And he got, yeah, he got suspended for 2 weeks. And I didn't know that. Somebody asked me because he had put the tweet out. So I sent a text to somebody at NFL, like, what was it for? I thought maybe, here's what I thought, and I'm not joking. I thought that Bill O'Brien may have complained to somebody at the league that this guy was reporting on me calling plays, because that got out before that Bill O'Brien was going to take over play calling. That limits our advantage. He said, I broke NFL protocol, right, or rules. And I thought it was going to be about him saying Bill O'Brien was a play caller. Like, that can be considered giving away a team's strategy or whatever. I really legitimately thought that. And then I found out it's because he did a Manscaped thing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. First of all.
Okay.
Are they embarrassed by it, or?
No, they sent him more product.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, they got more play out of it because he got suspended.
Yeah, it was a brilliant move.
Yeah.
Not for him.
Not for him.
I don't know if he got paid, by the way.
You got 2 weeks without pay?
That would suck, because Ian Rappaport, I've got to think he makes some bank. That's a paycheck.
Yeah.
2 weeks without pay is a paycheck that's gone. If I'm Nick Saban, now, if Nick Saban, just hear me out on this. If you had like a, what would be the equivalent of a hazmat suit, and then put him in some type of bubble, it's impossible for him to affect. You know, one of those bubbles that people will roll and they'll crash into things. If you put him inside of there and you put him in a hazmat suit, why couldn't he coach from the sideline like that?
There are people that have to live in bubbles. Okay.
I know.
And so they don't crash into things. Okay.
Well, there's fun ones that you have that you run like a hamster wheel, but if Nick Saban had to be in a hazmat suit and inside one of the bubbles, like inside some kind of, they put him in some kind of contained area, why couldn't he coach from the sideline then? He can't get anyone sick.
You want to see him rolling around in a bubble in a hazmat suit?
I want to see him looking through the plastic, like the plastic door.
Did you wake up today and decide to be the worst person we've ever met? Is that what you decided to do today?
It just happened.
Happened today.
Ask Lance if I could donate pubes to make eyelashes.
No, we're not. We don't need curly eyelashes. It's not funny, Dell.
Just want to do God's work.
It's not funny. We are doing something in the future for eyebrows for kids.
Oh, no.
But maybe we'll get back to, but not eyelashes. That's not a good eyelash.
Well, the eyelashes.
Can you imagine?
They come with hair, right? The eyelashes.
If I just tuned into this show?
Well, you missed a lot.
What if I just tuned in at 9/11?
Listen to the podcast.
Here's all you need to know. Jose Altuve threw straight yesterday. Jose Altuve threw straight. He hit a home run, and the Astros are going to try to throw a bullpen game and actually get away with it.
That's not all they need to know.
That's it.
That's
the whole show so far.
If you're wondering why that particular tweet was sent, you have to listen to the last 30 minutes of the second hour of the show.
30 minutes.
It was 30 minutes worth.
Good criminy.
And it's all about getting all systems go to the public. And the answer is no. I don't care about Lance's charity.
And people forgot that that's
charity.
What it was about.
Fake charity.
No, we're trying to raise awareness.
No, who's we? Wait, stop saying we. It's you.
It's you trying to get money from people.
Lots of
they're
people.
Venmoing
okay.
you money.
It's not we. How about me and my warriors?
That's what they're called, your eyelash warriors.
The eyelash warriors, and they include
eyelid warriors.
Oh, eyelid. No, oh yeah.
Yeah, they're lips. Yeah, we don't deal with the lashes. Not, that's gross.
Eyelash thing is a bad, bad idea.
Here are my eyelid warriors. Let's see. We've got Craig.
The Surf.
Blankenberg. Nope. Jeff Mules. Andy Vonk. Carlos Martinez. Craig Blankenberg. He actually gave me donations twice. Brent Lovett. Ashton Pichota. Matalicious, I don't even know who that is. Just said for EF key or off script. Chase Pope, Ryan Crump, who said thanks for bringing awareness, and Eric Keener was the very first one. Those are my warriors, and they're going to get warrior shirts. Eyelid warriors.
Eyelid warriors. What if your eyelids get stimulated?
It doesn't have.
Then you can't close your eyes again.
My man from high school, Tony Ruggieroli, brought that up. He's like, do you have issues in the morning with them? No, you don't have morning eyelids.
Maybe you know what you need to do.
The reason for
where you
that
have to stimulate
is
the tear ducts. I'm like I said, we don't do lowbrow stuff with eyelids for kids.
You need to explain, John. You need to explain why people are asking about morning eyelids.
No, you don't.
Because Tim Tebow went on a mission.
This is an actual story.
And did circumcisions, and he's bringing back the skin for eyelid.
So you do need eyelashes then.
No.
Because those don't come
with hair.
We're
going without eyelashes.
Well, eyelids for kids.
See, the big thing is, I know, Lance, you're pushing this, but you need a spokesperson. I
know. You do.
And you know, Carlos Correa speaks for Gulf Coast Chevy.
Yeah.
So you might need to, you might have, you already have a connection.
Should we get an athlete?
That's really my way of saying, talk about cars.
Oh. You need a connection. I don't know if I want to. Okay. I'm doing it. It's official. Craig DeSerf is an official sponsor of Eyelids for Kids. He may be doing a drawing, maybe for a free car. Probably not, but there's a chance. I'm going to talk to him about it. If not, what I would recommend is going to LanceZCars.com. LanceZCars.com. When you go there, you can see the entire inventory they have. And right now, it is 100. Let's see. What are we at right now? Oh, I got to clear my filters. I got filters from when I was looking at it last. We got 171 vehicles there. And when you look at the inventory, not only are you going to get a chance to see the different specials that they have going on right now, the different programs they have going on, but you're also going to get a look at the new vehicles that they have coming in, like the brand new first ever Encore GX. It's stylish. It's nimble. It's crafted to fit your life. Go take a look at it. The Buick Encore is a cool little vehicle that has a crossover vibe, and it makes a great first car. It's very reasonably priced, and it makes a fantastic first car for your kid that is turning 16, 17, 18, or maybe going off to college, or maybe it is for you. Maybe you want to get out of your pre-owned and get into a new car. That's a chance for you. The GMC Acadia, of course, they've got one there. And how about this? A new 2020 GMC Acadia with a sales price of $26,198. That is astonishing. They've got deals like this going on. Go to LanceZCars.com right there in Angleton. It's Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Sean Harris says, I'm a proud Liddy. Hashtag dry eyes matter. I don't know if we're going to do that hashtag, Sean. And I don't know if being called a Liddy is a thing. Liddy. No, I'm not going to play the extended version of the jingle.
No. There's so many people. There's so many. Stop with, please. Can we stop the eyelids thing? Can we talk about the Astros?
Yes.
Can we please talk about the Astros instead of this? They've let repair,
they've let replace. What? No one's got a broken windshield.
They're getting a lot of love this morning.
Well, that's true. Well, I think we have to make it up to him because he stole their jingle from them.
No. Now it goes, eyelids for kids, eyelids for kids.
That's not how it started.
So it's not the same.
Well, we can talk about the Astros. Will they go with Luis Garcia?
I don't. As a starter?
Yeah.
I don't think so. He hasn't pitched forever. I mean, maybe bullpen sessions have looked good. I don't know. But how do you start a guy who hasn't pitched since September 9th? I mean, can you imagine that guy getting rocked in the first inning, giving up a three-run homer, you get beat 3-2, and you got to go back and tell everyone, hey, the reason we didn't go Fromber is because he only had 3 days rest. But we thought this guy on 36 days rest would be much better.
If you lose 3-2.
That means the bullpen did their job.
Yeah, so find a way to score 4 runs.
Yeah. This is squarely on the offense today.
12-2.
It's squarely on the offense today. You're not facing Snell, Morton, or Glasnow. Hit. Well, they, you know what? Continue to hit, but come up with hits with runners in scoring position and score runs. That'd be great. That'd be great. actually, you know, score some runs with guys in scoring position. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and more than when you get like the when you get a ton of guys on base, maybe more than just one run with a double off the wall for Jose Altuve. Like these double the double play stuff, you already know a ground ball is automatically going to be snared by them. You're not weaseling a ground ball through the left side of that infield. It's impossible. When do, they cover more ground, and you know what I find interesting? You're not listening to you're watching. You're not listening to the audio. They had a pretty interesting conversation about how Kevin Cash and the entire team decided, okay, we don't have the money to buy bats. When you buy offense, it's expensive. It's expensive to add free agents offensively. Offense run producers are expensive.
Yeah.
But their run, what are they calling it? Their run elimination unit or whatever they're calling it. They said you can spend very reasonable money on a good defensive team and making defense. Now, I've always found that to be totally boring. I get that real baseball people, well, they call me Mr. Baseball, but I understand that.
I thought you were in numbers. They call you a numbers guy.
Yeah, Mr. Baseball, the numbers guy.
Oh, okay.
It's my full name. But when they, you know, there's a lot of teams that focus, the Astros focused on Adam Everett. They focused on. Remember the Italian they drafted because he had a great glove, Giovanni Meyer or whatever? Remember him?
Giovanni Meyer?
Yeah, Giovanni Meyer. Drafted him in the first round. He's like a 250 hitter in high school or whatever he was. Like, what are you doing? A first-rounder that can't hit? Of course, he never, shocking, never made it to the majors. But that just goes to show you how there are some old-school major league teams. With the Astros?
Not with the Astros.
Oh, he did make it to the bigs?
Yeah.
That just goes to show you that the glove still matters to a lot of baseball purists, but I think that the glove matters to some baseball people who say, you know what, if we can eliminate runs, keep the runs lower, all we have to do is focus on pitching and defense. And that's really what the Astros tried to do in 04, 05, 06, especially 05 and 06. Once Bagwell wasn't a factor and Carlos Beltran was gone, they were trying to win with defense and pitching. And that's what Tampa tries to win with. Timely hitting, defense, and pitching. And I will say,
no, he never made it to the big league.
He never made it. You had opportunities to put runs on the board against them. You've hit the ball hard, but their defense has just been just unbelievable. It's just been phenomenal. So there is something to be said about having a very good defensive unit. Clearly, and every time you see Carlos Correa make a play, you think, oh, man, what if we had a guy that didn't have this range or this arm or whatever? You'd have way more guys on base.
Yeah.
What if you didn't have a guy that could throw it 95 miles an hour on a double play?
The Astros of the 80s, oh, wasn't that how they were built?
Yeah, a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were just, you know, this team is built a lot like that.
Where they're built around the Astros.
This Tampa Bay team is built a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a bunch of guys that can
get four good starters. in their case, they may have five, but give four good starters, good bullpen, and play some defense.
Play a lot of
and
defense.
Win lower scoring games.
Yeah. And it's working, man. It's working. Listen, the Astros could be up in the series 3-1. This could be a 3-1 Astros lead, not 1-3. But it's not. And now you gotta hit today, though. You've got to hit. This has the possibility. Now watch it be a 1-0, 2-1 game with the bullpens. For whatever reason, I mean, a playoff baseball is like, you know, this is playoff baseball. This has been a really, really good series. It really has.
Yeah, I mean,
well played. Other than Altuve's throws,
it has been.
Other than Altuve's throws,
it's been
really good baseball.
It's had a lot of drama. I mean, the Astros starters. Listen, if you go like this, whose starting pitchers have been better? The Astros
have been better. Yeah, not by much, but yeah.
The Astros have been better. Less walks. More strikeouts, fewer hits allowed. The Astros starters have pitched much better than the Rays. Now, the Rays have more talent. Now, the Rays got a couple zeros out of Charlie Morton and Blake Snell. Oh, no. No, Blake Snell gave up a run, didn't he? Yeah, because they're always hitting first inning home runs. But Blake Snell really, I wouldn't even say he settled down. He survived. Blake Snell survived. Charlie Morton survived.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers thrived, but we know what happened with him with the air. And then you had Framber Valdez was thriving. Urquidy was solid. He was solid. Yeah. Yarbrough really pitched well too for them. He's been their best so far. I mean, and then you get Glasnow. We thought Glasnow was going to be dominant. Glasnow wasn't dominant. Yep. Glasnow had a great fastball, but Zach Greinke outpitched Glasnow. I mean, the Astros starters have outpitched their pitchers just from a pure, like, the eyeball test. I understand the Astros left a ton of guys on base. The hitting has been, how would you say the hitting has been?
I think it's been, the Astros have out hit him too.
Yeah, we know from the hit standpoint. Yeah.
But no, they've hit more balls on the barrel.
Yes. Defense.
By far.
Clutch.
Tampa.
So clutch and defense right now.
Has a difference.
Yeah, has made more of a difference.
Yep. I'll tell you what, I like Tampa to win it all. I'm not so sure anymore, though. I mean, now, the Dodgers said this series ain't over last night.
The Astros are red hot with the bats now. I mean, they all of a sudden, the flip
for whatever reason.
Switch did flip. So remember that they're facing a lineup that can do some damage, but they're not scoring a ton of runs, but they are hitting. I didn't realize Blake Snell really wasn't himself this year. Too much, probably playing too many video games.
In his mom's basement? Yeah. And too worried. Remember?
I don't have
time. He wasn't going to risk his life for just that little, you know, those millions of dollars.
I don't have time to be.
He didn't want, you know what? He was risking his life. For just not nearly enough money.
Why am I going to risk my life for this, man? I'm not about that. But every time the Astros try to come at me, I find a way to get it out. And, man, I'm just feeling blessed. I'm feeling real blessed that Tampa Bay is doing what we're doing, man. I'm glad you asked. I got away with a couple pitches, but, you know, I was out there snelling it. I was just snelling it.
I didn't know that's what Blake.
Go ahead and play Blake Snell. That's what he sounds like.
Bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing.
Man, bro.
Up to this point. Now, we've been lucky. Blake Snell has not died yet.
No, right.
Yet.
But he risked his life for this little money?
Yeah.
Just millions?
And then look at his eyes. He's got the bags under his eyes. Like, and I know why. He's staying up playing video games on Twitch.
No.
That man's putting in time.
No, he's staying up worrying about risking his life every minute.
Oh, for what? Why am I going to risk my life, man? Y'all are stupid. Damn, y'all are dumb crazy. No, bro. I'm not throwing a curve, bro. I'm surprised he doesn't say that to his catcher.
Bro.
I'm surprised he didn't shake him off like this. No. For what? Why am I going to throw a fastball up in the zone to Altuve? No, bro.
For what? For who?
You know that little man's going to hit it all the way out, bro.
Or Springer
went third deck. He hit it in somebody's balcony, bro. I ain't throwing that pitch. Nah.
And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
What?
Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be, like, the damage that was done to my body, that's going to be there forever. Mm. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening.
And yet it happened. And yet it happened. John, have you checked into the permanent damage that Wendy has?
Yeah.
She had the Rona. Is she okay?
I don't know.
Because I can tell you, CoreMed Solutions is an answer if you have heart damage. John, you don't take it off because it's not a CoreMed spot.
Oh.
It's my bookie. I'm just telling you, CoreMed can help you out, Blake.
Well, I'll bet that Blake Snell, I don't know. I'm not betting on him.
No.
He's another douche. So here's the deal.
John just went through his head about whether he could make a joke he was going to do. And you know what he did? He made the smart call.
I did. I'm gonna bet against Blake Snell tomorrow. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Okay, tomorrow at 5. The game is early. It's at 5:07. So we're gonna be able to do that, and we're gonna be able to bet on the Cougs beating BYU +5. I'm gonna be able to bet on all of those things at mybookie.ag promo code radio. You know why? Because I am a client. Not only do I speak about them on the radio, but I'm also a client, and I love them because when I win, they pay me money. That's right. And I'm able to get the money, extract it easily from their clutches because they are a very reputable bookie, as opposed to a lot of bookies that aren't so reputable. Oh, you know what? You will get paid because mybookie.ag promo code radio, they are reputable. So if you're looking for a reputable bookie, you got one. If you're looking for a way to double your betting power, all you have to do is make your initial deposit and they'll double it. Whatever it is, they will double it. Right now at mybookie.ag promo code radio.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:32 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Zach Greinke, happy. I think he did take a shot at AJ. It was a shot. Asked whether, you know, we'll play it again, Dell. Let's hear from him again. And you know, I mean, dude, he's a different kind of dude. He is a different kind of dude. He has stepped up in twice now in the biggest situations, in game 7 last year against Washington. And now yesterday in an elimination game, dude outpitched a guy who is one of the top arms in baseball right now, Glasnow, and he outpitched him, and he was came to the sixth inning with the bases loaded and two outs, and out comes Dusty Baker, and Dusty decided to keep him in there because Maldonado said he can get him out, and he kept him in there. And when asked about, you know, staying in the game, here's what Greinke had to say.
I was just saying it was nice having someone have confidence in me because, I mean, since I've been here, they haven't seemed to have confidence in my ability. So it was nice having that happen in an important time like that.
Zach, you mentioned a couple times about the importance of them showing confidence in you and maybe that it hasn't happened in the past. Are you talking a little bit about Game 7 last year? Because Game 7, you were rolling along and had to come out early. Has that stuck with you since then?
I mean, that was one example, but there's probably a dozen examples if you look back at it. So,
yeah, I agree with him. I talked about it. If your name wasn't Cole or Verlander, AJ was just like hook, hook, hook. If you were going along and cruising, but you got a runner on base in the sixth inning, hook. Didn't matter what. You could have had a one hitter going. As soon as you gave up a hit, out, pull. AJ just, if it wasn't Cole or Verlander, it was just like, and Dusty's the same way. I mean, why did he pull Urquidy? It still pisses me off.
Yeah, but like I said, I feel it's got to be the difference between Fromber and Urquidy. It just has to be something analytical because he keeps doing it. This isn't the first time. It's not like three times.
It's what a manager thinks of a guy. That's what I think.
Yeah, but he's got to have it. There's got to be something that makes him think that.
Well, no.
What? I mean, something gave him a lot of confidence in Fromber. Remember when Fromber went six innings from the pen earlier this year? We were like, holy crap. Fromber is really good. And I'm not talking about the playoffs. I mean, it was earlier this season. We were like, holy crap. Dusty just went way long. Zach Greinke gets yanked early and Urquidy gets yanked. Urquidy, when's the last time Urquidy got to 90 pitches?
I don't know. I mean, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? Just ridiculous.
I'm going to check.
I mean, it is unbelievable how – but I think it's just what they think of a guy. That's all. I mean, I believe in Cole. I believe in Verlander. You know what? Go out and try and get Cole in the seventh inning of a tight game.
John,
he'll punch you in the face.
This doesn't make any sense to me. His last three starts, 9-15, 9-20, 9-25. Seven innings, six innings, seven innings. He gave up 2 earned runs, 3 earned runs, 1 earned run. It was very good. Total pitches, 90, 90, 98. In the postseason, 4 1/3, he had given up 1 run, and that total pitches was 76. 4 1/3, he gave up 4 home runs, 4 earned runs.
Yeah, that was a bad outing.
Yeah, that was a bad outing. And then the last game, 5 innings, 75 pitches, 1 earned run. This really doesn't make any sense. Unless somewhere along the line he's developed an issue with third time around in the lineup, that's the only thing I can think of.
When he's throwing 90 and 98 pitches, he's the third in 7 innings. He's the third time through the lineup.
Before that game, he threw 88 pitches, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs.
I mean,
why would you pull him?
I'm telling you. He just dusty headed in his mind. If there's a runner on in this inning, in the 6th inning, Why? I don't get it.
You know, this. So Hanley started pitching September 5th.
Yeah.
This year, Urquidy, in all his games, has given up more than 2 earned runs 1 time.
Oh, that was who the broadcast crew talked about, was Urquidy and his battle with the Roni, which we didn't know about.
And he said he tested positive 4 times.
Yeah.
4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And that's why he was like disappearing. And because of HIPAA, you are not allowed to talk about it unless he says it is. And they just like, I just wish he would have said, yeah, I'm good. Y'all can tell people so they don't think something, I didn't get kidnapped. Like he and Yordan were just, we're like, where the hell is Urquidy and Yordan? They're kind of important.
Yeah.
Don't you wish Yordan was right there in the middle of the lineup right now? Who would be out?
Ooh.
You know, Reddick actually does some stuff here.
Well, Reddick hasn't been playing.
No, well, Reddick. No, well, it's been Reddick, or I can guarantee.
No, it's been
Yordan would play over Diaz, but Yordan would be the DH, and yeah.
Tucker, Brantley, and Springer.
Yeah, Yuli. No, that's what it'd be.
Yeah,
Josh Reddick would be maybe a late game pinch hitter.
That's what he's been doing too.
Yeah, Diaz wouldn't see the field.
No, it would be, there would be no Diaz and no Reddick. That's all. You wouldn't see him at all.
God, that'd be awesome.
What? They had
Yordan right now?
Oh, my gosh.
We're not even going to get that murderer's row. Is today going to be George's last game as an Astro?
What? Don't you keep saying that?
Well, that's whatever the last game is.
It's not the case.
Well, I said it yesterday.
My goodness, how good would it be if it was Springer, Brantley, Tuve, Bregman, Yordan, Correa, Tucker.
Like, you mean
holy
like last
crap.
Year? But now I know. But with Tucker now being a legitimate hitter, how good would that be?
Oh my gosh! No, Tucker. Yeah.
Did you leave out Yuli?
Yesterday, Tucker is in the 6 hole. He'd be in the 7 hole. Tucker, you got to face Tucker in the 7 hole.
Yuli 8, Maldonado 9.
Yes. How awesome would that be, Yordan? You jerk.
How did he hurt himself?
Knee.
Uh-huh. It was knee. Did he hit
it? One game. He hit a homer, and he jogged around the bases, and he hurt his knee.
We got one game of Yordan and one game of Justin.
One game.
Church. And we're on the way to the World Series, potentially.
No, not
if
potentially.
If the bullpen really steps up today.
We're on our way. Gary is here. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. I was having a hard time yesterday after our Bills loss, and when they lose, it ruins my whole week. But I want to thank you guys with the Gilbert call yesterday, the what call. I was in tears all day long, and, you know, that's what you guys do, man. It's some serious comedy.
Appreciate
it. I just want to give you an update on the Le'Veon Bell deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just went to Pro Football Talk, and he's choosing between the Bills, Chiefs and Dolphins. I'll let you guys go and thank you very much. Bye bye.
All right.
So I had two of those teams, Bills and Dolphins. I thought about Chiefs for a second just because CEH is a rookie.
But,
and then I have Williams. They do need some depth at running back. They really do. And you got a strong locker room. You got a strong quarterback who's in charge of the offense. You can fade Le'Veon Bell. And for Le'Veon Bell to give you some veteran totes instead of a rookie, that's probably not a bad thing.
How much time is he going to see on the field? I don't want to see CEH off the field because I got him on both my fantasy teams. So I don't want him going to the Chiefs. I mean, wouldn't he get more carries if instead of Singletary? Wouldn't he get more play in Buffalo? He'd probably get more play there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends
on the Dolphins, Dell. You want him on the Dolphins?
Won't cost them much. They can get out of Jordan Howard, who's been a bust. And it won't cost them anything past this year. Why not? I mean, you try him out for a year, and I don't know how it works. If you sign a guy to a 1-year deal and he leaves in free agency, do you get a compensatory pick if you don't cut him? I'm not sure how that works, but there's some value to be added, and he's not going to cost you anything.
Yeah. But do you want to win games?
Who cares? I mean,
yeah, I think they do. I mean, because they believe in their quarterback, they have multiple first round picks. They signed plenty of defensive players in the offseason. This team is a team who wants to be competitive. They want to win. Last year was a year where they're like, let's accumulate picks.
But he wanted to create a culture of winning too. Flores, I think,
they won games late.
This might be the one guy off that tree that ends up getting it, because I think it's because of he and Greer having the combination of knowing what they want to do and working well together. Marvin Allen. That's, you know what? That's the only All Black triumvirate of power that I know of. Head coach, the lead personnel guy, Marvin Allen, and then the GM, Chris Greer. But just kind of as an aside, but Le'Veon Bell might still have something. Maybe it's the O-line's terrible up there. Adam Gase certainly hasn't been good. Maybe Le'Veon Bell, with the change of scenery, might have something. Now, let's remember, he sat out a whole year, and then for 2 years or 3 years with the Jets, he's been nothing. Like, he really hasn't. He rushed for 600 one year. He has been a non-factor. I wouldn't expect him to be much of a factor, but could Le'Veon Bell be one of three backs in a rotation? Why could he?
Which he would be, of course. In Miami, he would be.
Of course he could be. Yeah. Miami doesn't have a good... What's your running back?
Gaskin.
It's Gaskin. Washington. Oh, he's on my fantasy team. No, Bell needs to look at trying to win a title in Buffalo.
Look at him. Look at this guy.
The worst.
No, but you think about it.
That's why I don't want him on the Chiefs, though.
Bell needs to...
You both are terrible.
Yeah, I know.
We're terrible people. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care about Le'Veon Bell.
I know you don't. You just don't want him on your screwing your fantasy team.
No. 9:45. You know what? I don't want you screwing up your house. I don't want you not doing something with your house. I want Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite there. I want them to come to your home and make it beautiful. There's big jobs out there. There are big jobs out there. Putting in entire counters, putting in entire patios. This is a big job. This is something that you got to be able to rely on the person. You got to trust that person. You got to know that they're going to do it. They're going to do it right. They're going to stand behind their work. They're going to do a good job. It's going to improve the value. I mean, this is not some fly by night. This is not some decision that's you make easily. These are big decisions, big home decisions, big money decisions. But it also will pay off big in the long run for you. When you try to resell your home or just living in the home, you want it to be as nice as possible. Well, that's what Jeff Aronoff is here for. That's what Absolute Marble and Granite does every single day. A reliable company that you are going to love with the work that they do. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Tell Jeff that you heard it right here and get 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street.
I'ma show you. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Did you all hear the Nebraska senator yesterday during the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings? He had one of the dumbest questions I've ever heard. And it was a never-ending question. But it was simply ridiculous.
It was a performative exhibition for him to, A, goof with his buddies, because you could tell he was including Cornyn and Ted Cruz. So he's like, you know, joking with them about breaking balls about the Astros. You know, he's done that behind the scenes. And so he's bringing that to the forefront. Like, watch this. I'm going to bring the Astros into this and I'm going to find a way to try to bring it all together. And then I also will probably get some love from all the people who hate the Astros. So I'll go viral. And like, you better hope that didn't go viral, because you are a mega nerd. And I shouldn't, I'm not going to call him a eunuch. That's not right.
No.
But you are a mega nerd.
Well, I'd like to chime in. And I think he's a douche. But can we hear him? Can we hear him?
I'd like to talk about the Houston Astros.
No, say I can't hear him anymore.
This is the hearing for how did he win this election? This is the confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court justice, and he went on about the Astros for about 4 minutes.
Yeah. So let's call his office. I want to talk to him. Can we get him on?
Well, he's not there. He's in Washington.
Well, let's call his office anyway.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Ask for a cell phone. See, here's who's going to answer. Is like a girl out of college.
Like Frankie.
Some intern. So I want to berate
ask
her.
Wait.
You want to berate an intern?
Yeah. Well, Frankie got it, so I can give it to...
Ask for his direct cell phone.
Yeah. See if we can get his cell phone.
Ask for his direct cell phone.
Does he know he talks like a douche? That's what I'm going to ask her. Is he aware?
So which... He's got multiple offices, so we can call multiple. He's got a Lincoln. Let's call his Washington office.
Okay. See if he's there. Let's talk to Senator Sassy. Is that not the perfect name for him? Because he sounds kind of sassy.
He was sassy.
He's sassy.
Well,
what?
Hmm.
I think he's... he does sound sassy to me. I don't know. Does he know he sounds like that? How did he win this? How did he win the election?
By going on a very strong anti-Astro platform, clearly. Hold on.
Senator Sass's office.
Hey, this is ESPN Houston. You're on the air right now, as a matter of fact. How are you?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you?
Good. Is the senator in? We'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, sorry, you said, where are you calling from again?
ESPN Houston.
ESPN Houston. So, Senator, we would direct all our press inquiries to our comms director. I can give you his name and email if you'd like.
Okay, great. Yeah.
First name, James, J-A-M-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Last name, Wegman, W as in water, E-G-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end.
Two N's.
And his email be James_Wegman.
Uh-huh.
At SAS, as in the senator's last name, .senate.gov.
Yeah. Yeah. Does the senator know that he sounds like a douche as well? I just wanted to know. How in the world did this douchebag ever win is what I'd like to know.
Sir, I'm not going to say anything. I mean, if you'd like to talk to our comms guy, you're free to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. That's all I wanted to know. I just wanted to know.
That's the closest I've ever felt to being in a real live Larry David skit. Oh. Does the senator know he sounds like a douche, is what you said.
Can you ask him?
Please. Good criminy. This is a 1560 show we're doing.
Mm.
Pretty much all day. Good Lord.
I just can't.
Would you like to try his Lincoln office next?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Light them up with a two. Right now, that guy's on the phone to the Lincoln office. You're probably going to get a call from somebody, ESPN Houston. If they call him a douche, just tell him to go stick this corn. No, oh, no.
All right.
Yes, we want to call his Lincoln office. I want John to work his magic again. No, I love hearing it. I don't like being in it.
Anymore. I just think he's a douchebag. I don't want to hear from him anymore.
I think, let's see. Do the callers want John? Light up the phone lines if you want John to now call the Lincoln office, 713-780-3776.
For whatever reason, the senator has he has a Kearney office. He has an Omaha
office. Why does he have all these offices?
Let's let one of the listeners call him.
He has a
Cartman.
Scott's Bluff office. He has multiple offices.
Cartman, you're Iowa guy.
Y'all got James Wegman's email now. Why don't y'all try to get a hold of James Wegman?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not wasting my fingers on...
Where the hell is everybody calling in right now?
He told him. Lance told them to.
Oh.
Wow, live radio at its finest. See, people are loving this.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah,
people are loving this.
I wanted to know.
See, this guy, Jackie, says he 100%, he said 100% that guy agreed with John about Sass. He did laugh, goes, I'm not going to answer why he's such a giant douchebag. I'm not going to. I've got my own thoughts, but I'm not answering that. Did you see? Oh, we're at the ESPN Houston. He knew.
Oh my God! Call Sass's office again. No, the silence entries. What a douche! I just
John just won king of the radio. Chase just gave you. Let somebody call the Lincoln office. Let a caller call. You don't have to do it.
They can go. They can call it.
Hook it up, Dell. What? Crossfire. Let one of the listeners talk to him.
Should we be berating?
Yes!
Over and over again.
We got some momentum going right now with this.
Have Gilbert call him.
What?
You
think we should call him and then...
What?
And then, oh, my God.
And you should say, hey...
What?
I've got
Gilbert, get off the phone!
I've got one of your constituents here. He wants to talk to you. And the guy's okay, hey, and what? How's it going, man? And he goes, what?
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 Over and over again.
What?
Look at this.
No, you shouldn't.
I didn't think of it until now.
What?
Beautiful after the guy said, God. You can call you can, Wegman. What?
What?
Oh, my God. I almost passed out from how funny would that have been?
What?
That guy was like.
No, you talked to him and randomly. Dell randomly what? Fire off. What? And then all of a sudden. You know, I'm sorry, who else is on the line? Is that Senator Sassy?
What?
Senator.
What?
Hey, I wanted to ask you about what you said. Like, and then the guy would be like, no, I don't know. He's not on the line. I don't know who this is.
What?
I think I just had a mini stroke. I laughed so hard. I felt myself.
That's the first time you've ever left the room.
That was the most. That was the same level when we were playing the Jaws theme under Bob Huggins.
Yeah.
When you got so scared,
got up and left.
You had to leave.
I had to leave.
That was the most nervous I've ever been. But listen, we got a couple more minutes. Call Lincoln. You got their number, Dell. Call Lincoln.
Are you going to talk to him?
He's the king of
you
all things.
He doesn't want
plug
to.
In. Who is it?
He doesn't want to talk to him.
Hey, who are we going to let in? Alfredo?
I think he just wants to congratulate you.
For the eyelids thing. Let's let Alan. Alan, do you want to call?
No.
Bring Alan on. Let's ask him if he wants to call Nebraska.
Put him on the phone. I got some big honeys. I ain't scared.
He ain't scared of them. Yeah, but you can't. We can't do it through the radio.
You can. Yes, yeah. You can. They're just there to answer.
Call Lincoln. I want to call.
Alan, are you good? Like, Alan, are you ready?
I'm ready. Put him on.
No, I'll do it. Dude, you can't put Alan on.
It might get ugly real quick.
Well, we can't trust. Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't know what that bitch ass. Like, okay.
What's his name? Bitch assy?
You can call his Lincoln office on your own. Yeah, Alan.
With your whore mom.
Y'all
like,
can
okay.
call.
No.
Sassy.
No.
Or Sassy.
Sassafras.
Sassy.senate.gov. That's his site. You can
well
find
done,
all
Johnny G. Okay. Come on. Come on, Dell.
He's not sure he wants to do it.
He does. He said, I'll do it.
He doesn't really want to.
He wants to. Look at this.
He already did.
Well
it.
Done, Johnny G. Bleep Senator D-bag. Yeah, 100% that guy agreed with JG. Let Gilbert call. We do have to get some what's in.
We got to get. We should have gotten some. We got to get some what's in. No. It's empathy. You got to beat it, Lance.
No.
You see how he's trying
no,
to.
No, I don't.
He's trying to horn
get
in.
Gilbert. Have Gilbert call. The Lincoln office, because people in Lincoln, Nebraska will not be ready for this.
Right.
Washington's used to that. You going full John Granato with a Gilbert kicker? Lincoln, people in Lincoln, Nebraska are not ready for this.
We'll call him on the other side.
Oh, yes.
You're a puppet. You know that, right?
ESPN 97.5.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save